Hey, angels, and how are you? And welcome to our show, Living a Legacy. Isn't that cool? My co-host, Amy, will be on in just a second, I'm sure. We'll get started, but I know she's got a great show plan, and I'm glad you guys are here. So, how's your week going so far? I know that it's getting close to October. I love October because it's the start of the holiday season. I say that because October, Halloween is here, and then you got Thanksgiving, and then, of course, you got Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and it's all good. So, how's my week going? It's going really well. I've got a lot of things on the burner here, and we're starting a new coaching program, too, as well. And I've got a way, I'm super excited about this, where we've got webinars, we've got apps that you can create, and we'll help you do that, where you can be a great coach. And angel coaches, my own goal for this, my organization, is to touch everybody's life and help everybody find their passion, right? My bliss is helping everybody find theirs. So Amy's here. Yay. Hold on. Anyway, hi,
good morning,
Amy. How
everybody.
Are you?
Hi. I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your show about? I was just waiting until you got on, and I know things are hectic because you run a horse barn, have two teenage kids, and life's always a little bit crazy, right? And so anyway, what are you talking about today, my dear friend? Share with us.
I'm just continuing the legacy of living our best life and the question of if you were given, we know I have a dear friend of mine who is diagnosed with liver and colon cancer, and he was given 6 months, and like all diagnoses, we never know if it's longer or shorter. It can still be extended, but it really has brought a lot of thought into my own life and what I'm doing and how I'm doing things. And it is. It's almost just like if you were just told, hey, you got 4 weeks, or when you get told the news of cancer or a terminal illness, just talking to some friends. And it's interesting how just talking with people of, hey, what would you do or how would you react? And not seems like majority of the people are, hey, I would do this, I'd probably do it the same way, or I don't know how I'd react. You know what
right.
I mean? Like
oh,
when you get
yeah.
to that
sure.
screen, I know that you have faced some, news yourself over your lifespan. And I was talking to another friend of mine who says that there was a friend of his, he was diagnosed with cancer. He's long since passed away, but when he was diagnosed, he just became really bitter and angry. And that's what
sure.
brings me to the show today of if you were given and you knew you only had 4 weeks left, are you content with your life? Are you living your best life? Or what are you doing or what would you do? And why would you be bitter or angry? So that really struck a chord with me of, man, I mean, he was an older gentleman, but when he got the news of the cancer, he just really apparently, I didn't know him, but apparently just was really angry at the world and just was not a fun person to be around. And of course then you believe that, then you just like the cancer just feeds off of that type of energy. And it wasn't
right.
long after that he passed. So I could see
okay.
that as well,
Yeah. Right.
So
no, I get
you. Encounter that with talking among peers.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I was listening to Jim Rohn this morning for personal development. He said, your past should be a school that you learn from, right? Don't forget it. And that you have here and now. So how are you going to live today, right? And I was like, wow, what a great, because I know what your subject was going to be about. And do you live with anger and bitterness or do you live with joy and love, And that's hard to do, I'm sure, even for your friend, right? How do you live and you just say, okay, I've got to make it the best and realize that life is forever, I guess, And so that's something there. I know I was watching on YouTube the other day about a kid, he's 12 years old and he's got cancer. terminal cancer, which, you know, means he's going to die. And he said, my last wish is to see my mom get married and walk her down the aisle. And could he walk her down the aisle? No, he had to go in a wheelchair. But 3 weeks later, he died. Or 2 weeks later, I can't remember now. But you could see the smile on his face and the joy on his face and the joy in his demeanor, his person. And I was like, what a great way to leave. You know, I mean, he's a young kid, but a lot of wisdom there, you know. So I'm not sure, you know, how to do that. But, you know, if you start doing it now, and you just live like you're dying, right? That song. And,
exactly.
Yeah, it's cool. So I don't know if that helps any, but yeah, that's how I see things. What about you, Amy? I mean, if you had a little bit of time to live, what would you do? Would you do anything different, or would you live with the same joy that you have?
I feel like that's been my assessment of my life, that I'm like, you know, I think, you know, a few years back or something, I might have been like disappointed or sad if I got it unfortunate. I actually feel like I've come to a point in my life where, I mean, I do have worries and concerns. But as far as the overall, I'm really proud of my children. I really didn't see part of where our life is today. So I'm grateful and thankful. I've been blessed with a tremendous amount of new friends that have come to my life, and
sure,
the growth that I've done on a personal level. So, I feel like I would just be continuing to do what I've been doing. I'd probably be like, okay, I'm going to take a really last big final trip or something with my kids. And, you know, and then try to do things locally, you know, with a few friends and family.
Right. Would you go anywhere else?
I don't.
You said you would travel to with you,
yeah,
with your kids,
probably,
right?
So. Yeah, I would probably take one more last trip, you know, somewhere, you know, maybe another international trip or some sort. I really do enjoy seeing the world. So maybe someplace another place I've never been. And
okay, cool.
You know, but like it's made me sit here and think if something were to happen, that's where the blessing of my friend, that just watching him over the past several months and how he's embraced death basically and has shown me how you can embrace death and still be happy living, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to look at it. Embrace death and be happy living. I like it. That's a good thing there. So that's what you would do. I like it. And he's doing the same thing. Is he happy, or I know, is he, do you feel him being sad, or what do you feel with him, Amy G? How is he? What
no,
does he say about death?
He's extremely content.
Okay. And so he realizes that one day, I mean, is he suffering? Is he having pain? Or, you know, how do you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he does, but that's what I'm saying, of how he's just embracing this is part of it, you know. I mean, and he,
okay.
He says, like, he doesn't really, like, when you ask him, I mean, it's, you know, it's just like a double-edged sword. Hey, how are you? When you know that he's not doing well, the cancer is eating him, as what cancer does, you know, but yet he's great. He's smiling, he's happy, and happy to be wherever he is at the time. You know, if I'm happy to be here at dinner, I'm happy to be at my meeting, I'm happy to be. And so it's amazing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just watching someone die, but yet with this amazing dignity and integrity, and yet life. I mean, he's not even a person that when you're around him, you are even happy. It's not like sometimes you feel this negative energy or this sadness or this just heaviness. I mean, he is still life, and that's what has brought me to, are we living our best life? And back to, what are we doing? And it's like this check and balance of, if you were given that news, what are you doing today? And if you're not doing what is in your heart or what makes you happy, then what changes do you need to make to do that?
Okay. So let me ask you a question, because you, and I'm sure everybody on here is going to want to know, what has he changed? Has he, is he taking life more serious? Is he taking his family time more serious? Is he taking his money? I mean, does he think about money? You know, what do you think? You know, because we all would like to know that, you know.
I think also, well, I think he was already pretty semi-retired. So as far as, you know, money or handling his affairs, he's handled that, and making the necessary, you know, transitions and things like that, handling your affairs, as I feel many people don't, and many people die unexpectedly, and, you know, a lot of families, even those with people who have children, sometimes children aren't, you know, who takes care of them and whatnot. So, but I feel like the number one thing he did do was just he paused and he took a couple trips of places where he wanted to go, and he's definitely has spent a lot of time with friends and family, and even with making sure a lot of his charity work is handled, and he's still committed to raising money for them. So he just kept on his everyday of where he was on his path, and to me, on the outside looking in, it, you know, as well as just stop to take the time and finish out a few things that he's always wanted to do, and he did them. And I think that's pretty amazing. And then yet still going about his everyday life as if, you know, tomorrow's going to be here.
Right. And he is like living with a lot of joy. And I'm hearing you say he does a lot of charity work. So has he got charity work planned this month? And you told me, I think yesterday, he's calling hospice, right? And his goal was to live until the 31st of October, right? Wow.
Yes.
You know, we live forever, but wow.
Correct.
That's amazing.
And he is. And and he still, I mean, he still has things on the calendar. And it's just really neat. So if you take just that small bit of a story and ask yourself, which that's like, you know, what am I doing, or what's my end goal, or where do I want to be? It really has me sit, pause, thinking.
Okay.
Of what is the big scheme of, you know, life, and what do you want to do, or what are you not doing, and that you're just in this everyday waking up doing the same thing over and over, but is it really fulfilling? Is it a stepping stone to reaching your goal? Is it, enhancing your future, you know, or are you just in that hamster wheel because you're scared to get off of it,
right?
Because it, you finally got it going, you know, in a way. It's just like, I think sometimes we get on this little wheel and we're just like, okay, it's moving. I'm just not going to get off because it's okay. But we don't ever really go anywhere where we're on the hamster wheel, you know, and sometimes you got to get off of it and get on a new one.
Right.
So in honor of the show of, you know, living your best life, what is your legacy, as I watching a dear friend of mine come to basically his, you know, his exit. Like there's an article about, it's the exit interview. So for me, of what I'm learning, or the takeaway, is making me sit down and really assess what I'm doing in my own personal life and in my children's life. And same thing, are my affairs handled if something were to unexpectedly happen? Not so much that you get the news and say, you know, not everybody is fortunate, if you want to look at that, says, hey, you have X amount of time to live. You know, unfortunately, there's unexpected accidents and even natural disasters that lives are unexpectedly taken.
Right. I get that. So I'm going to bring it back to your friend. So he's able, so one of the things that you're saying and he's saying is that, okay, I'm not stopping living. He can't drive anymore. He figured that out this week, right? So
right.
He stopped driving, and so he's hired an Uber driver, right, or has Uber, so he can go and
right.
enjoy his friends at happy hour, right? So he's not stopping doing
right.
that, right? So
correct.
One of the lessons that we learn is like, okay, he's doing happy hour. He's meeting his friends up over there. He's also doing charity work. So is he like going to and doing the charity work already? Has he got charity events he's attending and volunteering for? Is that something that
yes.
he's doing?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the above.
Okay. That's
yep.
Oh, that's cool. And then the other thing is that he's hiring hospice, right? Hospice comes in when you're terminal, when you've only got a little bit of time to live, right? So
correct.
He's doing the charity work. He's doing the hospice. And he's already got, you know, he's semi-retired. And, wow. So he's doing those things. And how long? And he told you, he goes, I want to make it to the 31st before I go to heaven or heavenland. That's what I call it. People call it different things. Is that his goal, right, to make it to October 31st?
I believe so. I mean, that's what he professed. So, I mean, I would say yes. And I think that just probably goes in line with all that he has on his calendar, you know, which goes back into what we speak into, you know, the universe.
Okay.
You know, what we ask is like, even like what you say, you know, what we ask higher power, our angels of, you know, I just would like this much time, you know, and it will be granted. Or, you know, if we don't put it out there, or we don't ask, I mean, I think that it's like another lesson of, if we never ask someone a question, we never know. It's like teaching your kids, if you never ask, you know, what's the worst case scenario, they're going to tell you no, or you're still not with it or without it, but you can also gain by asking questions. You can gain knowledge, you can gain wealth, you can gain experience by, you know, hey, can I tag along and ride with you on that? Or, you know, hey, do you mind if I go and sit in on a class? You know, it's what we learn as children of, you know, all you have to do is ask. You never know what the answer is going to be, but all you got to do is ask. And in asking,
right,
we do receive. Right. And we might not receive what we think we want. You know, maybe it's longer, maybe it's shorter.
I agree with you on that, Amy G. I do. So he's asking and he's getting things, and that's good. And he's like living his life to the fullest, right? And that's how he's doing it.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
All right.
Correct. And so that's where it's more of like, for me, I have a friend, and I feel very blessed that he in death is leaving like a template of, he's lived his life. He has an amazing, amazing legacy. He's done a lot of wonderful things for, you know, his family and the city that he loves. And for me, it's something to, as a takeaway of here is a template. Exactly that. This is a template of how to do or be reminded of living,
okay.
Not only helping for, not only living your life for you, but are you living and giving back? And Taria, I know we talked about that too, of, you know, do you give back in the community that you live and live in? I mean, because every community that we live in, there's things that we gain and benefit from as well. So
right.
it's what
okay.
that takeaway is.
Okay. Yeah. So he's like, I'm listening to you talk about your friend. So he's not stopping living. He's like slowing down. So that's what he's got to do right to now, today. And but he's living a life where he's trying to help people, even with a few weeks left. You know, who knows? A few weeks. He's hoping to make it to the 31st. Maybe he'll make it longer. Maybe he won't. But he's not stopping. He's like, okay, I can't drive anymore, right? He figured that out this weekend. He took his last drive, and now he's saying, okay, Live Like You're Dying, you know, and so he's doing things. He's entertaining friends. You and he are getting together next on Monday, and you're having a potluck dinner, right? Because he doesn't have to get up at 8 a.m. and get to work. He can sleep as long as he wants, and so he sleeps in a little bit later these days, right? And he gets out in the afternoon and the evening, and he talks to people, right? That's what he does, you know? And
right, right.
Do you think he's
right? And that's why, you know, today's the show of just, you know, bringing it back of here, like we just discussed some of the things that he's doing. It's just more of what are we doing, you know, like what are you doing today? What am I doing today? You know, handling the things I know I need to handle with my job. Asking, you know, my kids, hey, how are your grades? What do you got going on the rest of this week? My son, he has roping practice, and, you know, what do we got going on for the weekend? And then even like talking with my kids, it's okay, we got this and this and this. You know, I've been trying to also make sure we always designate a family, you know, some family time. Because as the school year comes and starts after a busy summer, sometimes it's hard to get back in your routine of having, you know, dinner once or twice a week. And many families struggle with that because of multiple kids and so many multiple sports, and whether it be a practice or games, and weekends are normally full of just nonstop, you know, soccer, baseball, football games.
Sure.
So it is. It's that's where today's show is, what are we doing? And talking about my friend of his, what he's chosen to do, what he's done. It's like that template to stop and look at, but be reminded of. Even in death, he is still handling his responsibilities. He is still honoring work that he started and hoping to complete it. And if that's the request within his heart of, you know, at least to the end of October, it's amazing. And that's what I wanted to share today and talk with you of, what are some things of us here that I haven't been diagnosed with a terminally ill. I don't know when my exit is coming. It could be any day. It could be, you know, 50 years from now, and I hope it's the latter. But I think in this journey of what we're learning and teaching each other is, what are we doing every day to live our best life? And
right.
I would say, like, something to share with you. It's like, what is your secret every day when you wake up? Do you have a checklist?
Yeah, I do. I do it every day. I mean, I've got goals, and I go back and I check them off. This morning I went and I said, I've done this. I've got this done. So, you know, and that's something I'm learned. Your friend is showing it to us too as well. So what's a goal that I have? I have a great guy that I'm learning to give to him, you know, and that's not easy because I'm like – been by myself up until the past, well, you know, now going on 3 years, right? And I go, I'm so lucky to have this sweet time. I've got a daughter who I adore, you know, and so I said, I'm going to surprise her with giving her, sending her, selling her some money today, you know. So, and I've learned that you've got to check it off when you've got that goal. It's not so much the goal, it's the person you become by having the goal, right? You know, so
right.
Whether you achieve it, but marking it off when you do achieve it, that's a good point, you know. So I want to be like your friend, you know, when I achieve my goal, right? And hopefully, I hope that, you know, I'll go to sleep one day and we'll wake up in heaven, right?
Right.
So, you know, So that's something that you're right. What do we do? Do you mark it off? I'm marking it off. I just really listened to Jim Rohn again, and he's talking about that today. So funny that we're having this conversation and the show about, you know, living your best life. So I feel like that's what I'm trying to do, and just do it the best I can. And how are you doing it? I mean, what's your thoughts? You say you would go travel maybe if it was, you know, you knew that you were you know, checking out and going over and over to heaven and or exiting or whatever, however you say it. Would you leave a will, or would you just say, would you travel, right? That's what you want to do, right? Your friend, he's like doing charity work. And I know that you're doing charity work. I do things for charity as well. So that's something that's important, right? I guess is what you're saying, correct?
Yes, you know? Exactly. Exactly that. And, you know, and I think that's even another gift that he's, I'm sure not, I'm not the only one who's seeing that, is not only living his life, handling his responsibilities, handling his personal affairs, but also continuing to give back in a community that he, you know, was able to build and raise a family, you know, create a life and have a business and raise his family and enjoy his family. And you and I talk about that all the time. It's that giving and receiving, that balance. And I'm learning that, I feel like, as I go, even as I go into another different phase of my life as I get older, of what I did as a teen or a young adult and now as a mom, of giving back. And you know, a lot of times we get so busy that it's, you know, with we're so busy with our families, but I think sometimes the universe also just gives us opportunities, whether it be in a grocery store helping an elderly, or you know, maybe paying it forward, buying someone's lunch behind you or in front of you, or you know, a lot of times at Christmas time you can go and pay on layaways. You know, like Walmart still does layaways. Go and pay $50 on someone's layaway account. I've done that in the past.
Oh, that's cool, right?
Right. You know, it's just various ways of. It's not so much that you have to go and volunteer and be a part of an organization and, you know, donate your time, because sometimes, like I said, many families, especially with sports and things like that, yes, time is, and you want to spend it with you know, your children, your family, extended family, and so not. But there are, I do believe there are little things in life that you can always do to still give back, especially in your community where you live.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what a great way, you know, to do. So, you know, I know a few years ago, you know, I went to Walmart, and I was like, because Walmart's doing layaway now, and I was able to find a mom, a dad that, you know, they didn't know it, but pay on their layaway, get, you know, and so that they could give those kids Christmas, you know. So maybe, you know, that's some charity work we can do, you know what I mean, to help families. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start that today. Thank you. You know, so, yeah, you know. I know, you know, we got to put it out there, you know, so, and what a great way to do that. It's coming up on the holiday season. And I'm going to go see if I can pay some layaways this week for somebody. Thank you, Amy.
I've done that.
Yeah.
It is nice. I mean, I think, I don't know if you've ever, you know, put a layaway. It's, you know, when you have something on layaway and then you go and you're like, okay, I owe, you know, $300. Okay, I'll put $100 down, and then, you know, maybe $50 more in 2 weeks, and then I'll get it out in 30 more days. And I know I've been on that end where I put something on layaway. It was really huge back in, you know, our days, not so much now, you know, with credit and things like that. But that's, I just remembered, you know, just being shopping at Walmart, and they'll advertise, you know, putting things on layaway, but you got to get it out by a certain time and whatnot. And so I think that is, you know, it's like sometimes you're not going to be there when that person finds out, or you can pay off a layaway even at that, where someone goes and pays in, and that's a huge blessing. But and that's what I mean. Sometimes it's not a matter of joining some charitable organization or be a part of their cause or putting, you know, volunteering hours and things. I mean, a lot of times it's, you know, wait until you're semi-retired where you can do that, or after your family is raised and your children are out of the home type stuff. But I think every day we can probably look around and, you know, help someone around us. I mean, even this past weekend, I was able to help this little elderly lady. She was cute as a button, 96 years old, and she was just at the counter in Central Market and was just reaching for a lid, and just stepping up and just getting that lid, you know, where she didn't have to worry about losing her balance. You know, I also, after I was checking out, I saw her, she was checking out behind me, but then I still had to pick up some flowers from the flower department. But I saw her walking out to her car, and it was just in that moment that I just stopped, like, you know what, I'm going to go load her groceries into the car. How many times that she has to do this by herself every week. Once a week, she goes to the grocery store and buys her food. 96, stopped working at 87 years old. She had to put her son, who had MS, in a nursing home. So she's alone. She's been widowed for 22 years, and she was just cute as a button. And I didn't wake up thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to go to the store and look for somebody. It just presented itself. And I think that's just it. If we keep our eyes open and the awareness of the little things that we can do in this world to make it even better for all of us. And what are we doing to give back? And that we can also receive the blessings of when we're living our best life and we're desiring, I want to go on this trip, or, you know, building your dream home, or, you know, building, saving for your retirement, all those variables. It's what, you know, what are we doing that balances, you know, because we can't just take, you know, to turn around and give back as well. And that is.
It's true. That's important. You're right. You know, pay somebody's way away.
Today's show.
Pay.
Right.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Pay.
And, you know.
Pay it forward. Your friends doing
that.
And
then find
the balance. Living life to the fullest. Yeah.
And still paying it forward.
Find the balance
and
pay it forward.
Yeah. Sharing today and as a reminder and continuing this continuation where I would, you know, still love, you know, continue talking about it because I feel like it's also helping me and keeping me in check of, you know, where am I going, or, you know, where it's like those famous questions when you graduate high school, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I'm just like, I'm just thankful I'm graduating high school finally, you know, it just seems eternity that it, you know, to get there.
Well, it's true. That's good. So I'm so, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for your friend. Keep us in touch with what's going on with him. But what an inspiration that he's doing, still giving back. We all can do that. So, but we got to close the show now. So what's, you always close it with the way that you do, and I'll close it with the way I do, but how do you want to end the show today, Amy G?
Get up, take a shower, and keep your train rolling on the track.
And don't forget to eat your vegetables and enjoy your now. Anyway, all right. We'll see you next
weekend.
See you next Thursday. Anyway, take care, Amy. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.